All right, and please join me in welcoming our keynote speaker, Leanne H. from Arroyo Grande.
My name is Leanne. I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is September 4th, 2018. And I'm a grateful alcoholic. I can't even believe I'm up here. You knew me a couple years ago and I didn't even speak. So to be up in front of you all, freaking a miracle. That's what alcoholic anonymous says. I've got friends out here that I freaking adore. So thank you. Okay. I guess it's about experience, strength, and hope now. So I'm going to start on page 417, and acceptance is the answer to all my problems today. When I am disturbed, it is because I find some person, place, thing, or situation, some fact of my life, unacceptable to me, and I can find no serenity until I accept that person, place, thing, or situation as being exactly the way it is supposed to be at this moment. Nothing, absolutely nothing, happens in God's world by mistake. Until I could accept my alcoholism, I cannot stay sober. Unless I accept life completely on life's terms, I cannot be happy. I need to concentrate not so much on what needs to be changed in the world as on what needs to be changed in me and my attitude. So when I got here, I was broken, I was shattered, physically, emotionally, spiritually dead. I didn't want to live, and I couldn't kill myself. And somehow, how I started my life, and where alcohol took me. The alcohol took me to jails, institutions. At one moment, I OD'd, and they had to bring me back. I was in ICU for 3 days. I don't remember. Every time I woke up in a hospital, which is more times I could count on my hands, I was tied down to restraint. I have a violent record because when I drink, anything is possible. And so, you know, you have to laugh sometimes looking back to realize how you made it out. Like, I guess I fought 5 cops at one time, but it cut me in jail. The second time I went to jail, I didn't even know why I was there. I just woke up and I was pepper sprayed. And that was my DBI. That was not a fun. It's funny because when you're in jail and you get pepper sprayed, like you can't wash it out of your face or your eyes. It just, the water and soap, it just doesn't work. The third time, I have intent to harm a human. Something like that. And it was only with a shovel. He didn't come out and play. It wasn't really like I had lots of, you know, he didn't come out. So, but he did say I chased them, and I did let them know I would have killed them. You know, so that's just part. I mean, the mental hospitals I went to are the different residential for the 30-day spin to get my family off my back. I had gone to AA several times, and I did 1, 2, and 3, like you guys suggested. 4, I didn't understand why you guys needed to know anything about me personally and resentment. I didn't really understand all that. So it took me a long time. But because I was so broken and tragic, last time, I had lost everything, completely everything. And I didn't even realize how much I lost because I really didn't want to live. The last 3.5 years, through AA, working with death and getting a sponsor, I'm finding myself. I'm being set free from all of those demons and all of the wreckage and all the self-hate. I'm learning how to love myself and forgive myself. And because my home group is Serenity, that's the most amazing group to me because they loved me and I did not love myself. They made me laugh. That's the best thing about Alcoholics Anonymous is that I learned how to laugh there. I mean, they would tell stories and then just be laughing at them, and here I am, like, stumped, like, oh my God, all this stuff I'm doing is so terrible. It was. But anyway, sometimes their stories were worse, and I really like those. Those are really good. I'm like, yes. No, literally. But you guys really, you guys helped me laugh. You guys helped me you've made me believe in myself again. To be able to stand up here, and I know some of you guys remember when I came in, and that is a gift of AA. It's a simple program for complicated people, and all you got to do is do this step. And even when you get to 4 and 5, it's really not that difficult. Just write it down. It takes a couple hours. Just go boom, 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 boom. Oh, well, you get to see your faults in it. So it's not all about the resentments anymore. And then you get to learn about yourself. And that's where the freedom comes. And then you get to make amends. And I like the amends part. I just don't like admitting I'm wrong. But that kind of makes it a little difficult. But, and sometimes my character defects, like I'm 3.5 years into this game, and those character defects sometimes, they just keep on popping up. I mean, I pray and meditate just like I'm supposed to and turn my will over, then I take it all back. And then I have to go, I'm learning though because I really am not good at saying I'm wrong. I get to work with other women, and they're the greatest joy. My heart has changed because they teach me, and they remind me. They remind me of where one drink could take me on a daily basis. So every morning I get up, and I've been doing it for 3.5 years. I pray, I meditate, I journal, I sit with God before I start my day. You guys have taught me how to live one day at a time with those simple, small steps, and to be able to reach out to another hurting alcoholic. I am present for my kids today. I get to be there for each one of them. They're amazing. And I get to be there for them and have a gift. I have a few good friends. I've got one who's sitting with me today, and another friend who's sitting on the other side who is teaching me how to live, laugh, and love. And I am just so grateful. I have like 2 lives, and I didn't bring it into this one. The first life, I was a Christian. I didn't drink. I didn't drink for 10 years, 8, 10 years. I was married 13. I was a prayer warrior that used to go to jails and institutions to be the one who was in them. The middle part of my life, that's when that alcohol took over, and I used it as meditation. I didn't want to think, I couldn't, I mean, I shook, I had new teeth, had alcohol poisoning. This has been the funnest part of my life, to get to do it over. And I'm going to do it one day at a time. So many people help. I'm so grateful for each one of you. And the group that invited me, you know, I have these people who let me play cards with them. And I get a win, and I don't even know it until after I win. These people invite me to dinners and took me to the camp out last year. They made me part of, and they loved me right where I was at when I didn't think I was lovable. I've been gifted by Alcoholics Anonymous. If you're new, my suggestion would be get a sponsor. Work those 12 steps. If I could do as many of those could do it. And I was so broken and shattered, I was willing to do whatever it took at that point. I didn't care if it would be jump 20 up and down or do push-ups. I was going to do whatever they told me because my way obviously didn't work. And today I get a list. And I'm hoping that's my 10 minutes.
Another big round of applause.